So now I'm asking those people who found any value in anything that I've done with my retarded show over the last few years, if you want to now be my saviour and actually help change the law in the UK, please send a statement telling the court that you understand that the whole context of Psychodrilla, Spurgo, Crybaby, fucking Happy, everything was in the name of entertainment, and never once did you ever consider you were being called to do any criminal action or hateful action.
Would it make sense to have a template or?
No. It's got to be your own words. It's got to be your own words. If it's a template, they can just go, oh, we're not even going to look at it.
That works for the Jews when they write the congressmen.
But
it doesn't work for us. Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't. It technically it would, but to really bring the human into court, we want to. Your words are the best. You're not lawyers. You're not writing it in a legal way. It's coming from the layman, the silent majority. Those of you who cannot but want to, well, now you can. Yeah, and that's it's the human element that is the most important part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, got the gist of it is that it was just entertainment.
Yeah, right. So I can read something to you now. It would go along the lines of, to whom it may concern, I'm writing as a longtime viewer of Psychodrilla's online comedy, which features a hyperbolic clown character that satirizes extremist political narratives, including Nazi imagery and far-right media tropes. I've followed his work for X years, and it has always been presented in a clearly absurd, over-the-top style that mocks the media narrative of the far right in modern day. It uses exaggeration and irony to critique how media sensationalizes political extremism using exaggeration and irony to critique how the media sensationalizes political extremism, full stop, not to incite racial hatred. As someone familiar with the tone and context, I and others in the audience understand this persona as comedy, not a genuine endorsement of racism or Nazism. The character's outrageous statements are part of a broader parody similar to shows like Spitting Image, The Day to Day, where the joke is on the absurdity of media and propaganda. No part of this routine encourages violence, discrimination, or hatred. On the contrary, it invites critical thinking about how extremists' views are amplified and caricatured in public discourse. I believe this work falls within the tradition of protected satirical expression in the UK, and that the audience's understanding of its intent should be taken into account. Yours sincerely, full name, contact information, email, and date. Yeah.
That's perfect. We, you know, after this show ends, we need to listen to that and
then put it into your own words. You basically got to say that you comprehend, I believe his work, no part of his routine encourages violence, discrimination, or hatred. On the contrary, it invites critical thinking about how extremist views are amplified and caricatured in public discourse. I mean, this is a tech that I asked Brave AI gave me this. Yeah. Don't you, what you need to do is just basically listen to that again and then realize that it's more than the political extremism. I've been doing it for years. I've been doing this since 2010. Yeah. So for any of you who are longtime supporters of this Rhodesian retard, like you can put that in. For those of you who are more recent victims of my sardonic style, you can just say say it the way you want. You know what I mean? But basically, you don't even have to give your name and address. You just have to give an email. Just an email. Yeah.
And who do you send it to? You'll
be sending. Yeah, I'll print it off and I'll hand it in if I have to go to court.
Nice.
Okay, and that email is pinned to the top of the chat.
Yeah, and it will be in my bundle. You know what I mean? If I go to court, I doubt I'm going to have to go to court.
And when's the deadline?
I find out on the 11th of next month. So, but like I will, if I end up with a court date, I'll come back. I'll be letting somebody know on some platform.